And good morning. I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. She joins me each month. We talk about ways to live with the seasons, ways to feel better, ways to, I guess what, to understand all of the mysteries of life, ways to find alternative ways to feel better and alternative healing. And today we're talking about springtime. We're talking about spring. It's March, and March 20th is a real significant day. It's the first day of spring. It's the spring equinox. It's Rhonda's birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
And it's also Massage Makes Me Happy Day. So it's kind of like, it's like your day all the way around, isn't it?
It is, and it's also International Day of Happiness.
An International Day of Happiness.
So there is a lot going on March 20th.
Oh, boy, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. It's a milestone one, so.
All right. Well, it is March. And, you know, I think the fact is, we look forward to seeing, I look forward to March. I look forward to springtime. I hate winter. And I know that in February, boy, did I really hate winter.
Me too.
But it's, I've heard you say, and we've talked about this before, that that spring tends to be stressful because it's a change. Is it the wind that causes that?
It's the wind. It's also the change. It's a drastic kind of change. Like we're more shocked from, we still don't know that we're going to have warm weather. You know, in the summer, it's going to be warm. It's not going to worry about dropping back down to 20 degrees or those kinds of things. But the spring signifies in Chinese medicine going to liver gallbladder. And the elements and emotions that are stored in the liver gallbladder, according to Chinese medicine, are all of the stress ones, you know, depression, anxiety, worry, all of those kinds of things. And that's kind of what the liver and the gallbladder do, is they filter out sort of the bad things that we have in our body. So it happens the same thing, you know, Chinese medicine works at sort of that emotional level. So it works on filtering out those kinds of things too. So anything that's going to happen, you know, that's going to bring up those issues. Those things are going to kind of repeat itself. And so wind is definitely the element that rules in the fall, which is where you see most of that sort of hit. But then, you know, of course, we're going into winter. And then spring is actually windy. The element there is wood, but it's still a lot of windy things that can affect the mind, because the mind element is wind.
And, well, the mind element, and everything's going to be, has got to be a little bit on the distorted side right now, because we're dealing with an anniversary, the anniversary of a pandemic, a year since the lockdown occurred. Now, we've seen some, and it looks like the vaccines, and I know you talk about vaccines, and I know you're not particularly enthusiastic about vaccines. The flu vax, or the COVID-19 vaccine, are you going to take a vaccine? I'm going to ask you that directly.
Okay. So first off, what I'm going to do is, this is my personal opinion, not my business opinion.
No, that's fine.
And also, I think it's a decision that each person needs to make for themselves. You know if you're at risk. You know what your mindset is. You know what is going to happen. The second thing is that we've talked a lot about the mind-body connection. So I'm a firm believer that if you think that you are going to, that it's going to do good for you, you will probably have a positive result. I personally am not going to get it.
Okay.
That's just my personal opinion, not my professional opinion, you know, but that's
right.
Based on.
Okay. It's just being blunt and reasonable. It's sort of the 900-pound gorilla in the room right now. And the pandemic has been the 9,000-pound gorilla over the past year. It's changed what we can do, where we can go, what we can do. It's changed vacations. It's changed travel. It's changed gatherings. It's changed virtually everything. It's changed weddings. It's changed funerals. It's changed our lives. I think what has been the undercurrent, and you talked about stress coming out, well, and there's a certain amount of stress, I think, that also kind of like, wow, it's like, When you there's a happy memory and a not so happy memory, but when you, it's not a celebration of a year. This is commemorating a year, and I think that's really the key here.
It is, and you know, one of the things that they suggested for the International Day of Happiness, they had 3 points. They said, first be calm, which is dealing with breathing. And I think that kind of goes along with getting a massage or doing massage kinds of things or relaxing things. Then they said, be wise, you know, make positive actions. So I do want to interject here that I've done a lot of other positive things that I think help naturally the immune system. So I don't want anybody to think that I'm a QAnon person out there who thinks that there's some kind of conspiracy theory. I think that you have to, you know, make wise decisions and look at what are some things that you can do to help, you know, increase your immune system naturally. And then the last thing they talked about was be kind, pay it forward, do something nice. Do something nice for yourself first. So that, again, could be this, you know, they did give the suggestion of a massage. But the one of the things they brought out was, again, about the pandemic and about how people are so isolated now. So if you know somebody, be kind to somebody, reach out to somebody, maybe slip them a little, you know, card in the mail or send them some flowers or, you know, it's...
We have gone a year without touching anybody.
Yeah. And
we've gone a year without wearing masks. We've gone a year without going anyplace. It's been a tough year, and it's been a year. The one thing that we can look forward to, at least what I'm looking forward to, I'm looking forward to having this be, you know, in our rear window. I'm looking forward to having, we had Mercury in retrograde last month, and we had Mercury in retrograde colliding with a pandemic and colliding with the worst weather we've had in the entire season, and just bitter cold. And it was like one thing on top of another. So breathing, you mentioned something about breathing and deep breathing and being able to relax. And a massage does relax you, doesn't it?
It does. And again, you know, the breath there then is that air element, that wind element. So that's another way that you can kind of help where you're doing the deep breathing. It sort of balances the windy stuff that's going on in the actual physical environment. It sort of balances all of those things going on in your internal environment too. So there's, you know, there's so much overlap with everything that goes on. And I think we are starting to see that there are some new, you know, we are starting to sort of peek out from behind the curtain a little bit with some of the things that we're trying to do and do now with COVID. And I think that some things will never go back to the way that they were before. You know, it reminds me of back in the days, you know, when people tampered with products that weren't sealed on the shelf. Now then we've, you know, enacted things where now everything is sealed. And so it helps to do that. And I think the same thing's going to happen with, you know, new things that happen with coming delivery to your car and groceries being delivered. And I think there's been some positive things that have come out of it. What I've seen is that two directions, either businesses have gone towards super service or they've cut services. So, you know, it's one of those things, again, positive attitude, staying positive and just working at doing things that help increase your mental state and feel happy, I guess.
One of the things we were talking about was the fact that vitamin D, we're talking about sunshine, which is the natural sunshine, gives vitamin D. And vitamin D deficiency can be very, if it builds up and becomes particularly a problem, it can affect a lot of parts of the body, can't it?
Yes. People don't realize that vitamin D is actually a hormone. And so it has up to 700 different effects on the body. It can affect the heart. It can affect the entire endocrine gland system, lead to fatigue. It's more than just getting rickets. You know, it can lead to bone pain and joint pain and all kinds of different things with that. So the sunshine is ultimately important. That's 15 minutes a day of sunshine that you can get, even in the, you know, if it's cold out, try to get just the sunshine. But there's other foods that are fortified with it as too. You can take an over-the-counter supplement. You know, there's different things that you can do.
Which is better? Is natural sunshine better than a vitamin D supplement? Or does it make any difference?
Actually, natural sunshine works faster.
Okay.
It works faster, and it seems to have a longer-lasting effect.
You just need to go to the beach.
I do need to go to the beach. But that's all been closed down too, right? You know, it's one of those things where... You know, it kind of goes back to that whole travel thing.
It's been a very difficult year because we have been restricted from doing a lot of the things that we normally would be able to do. And it's also been in interpersonal relationships, that's been a very difficult thing as well, because the fact of this mass, you know, mandatory separation that we have been facing. We're wearing masks. We're wearing masks, and you know, we might as well be Halloween. I don't know, but it's not a fun. We're looking forward to just having. I think the word normal is a very difficult word to define right now, because We know a lot of what I do here feels normal, but a lot of what I'm doing, a lot of the rest of the world or a lot of the world around me or a lot of everything else I do doesn't feel normal at all. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, because we're not going to plays. We're not going to movies. We're not having big, you know, outings in
there's
concerts.
No parties and concerts. There's nothing. There will be, and there is some gatherings, and you have some restrictions. But I think the fact that, I've said it before, I think when we get, I'm looking forward to 22. I don't know whether 22 is a year because of the number system, 2-2.
Yes.
You know, 22, it looks to be just a year of just simply putting this completely out of our, behind us. And I think that's what I'm looking forward to. And getting back to normal and being able to be a regular human being again. I think that's what I'm looking forward to. But anyway, it is March. It is the season of the transition of seasons, and it's also, as I said, it's Happiness Day, it's Rhonda's birthday, it's treat yourself to a massage day, and if they want to treat themselves to a massage, what do they need to do?
They can give me a call at 319-752-0175, or they can also find me on Facebook, Rhonda Reif, or livespathwaysllc.com. And I will say that there are some COVID things that have taken effect with massage, and there's a lot of different things that you can do that that I offer that aren't necessarily even close proximal contact.
How many different types of massage are there?
Last time I looked, there's like well over 200 different kinds of massage.
I figured it was pretty.
Yeah.
Do you specialize in one particular type?
Well, actually what's happened is that I've sort of transitioned to where everything is kind of like a hodgepodge with me. I've been doing this 30 years now, going on 31. And so you have to get Con Ed every year. And I take something different, and I always take more than what's required. I'm not one of those people that always just takes that same low back pain massage class. I want to try different things. So I know all kinds of things. My interest has a lot to do with Asian modalities, which has then led to energy work. So I do a lot of things with energy work, like chakra balancing and colors and, you know, all of this thing, Jinshin Jitsu, Shiatsu. But then I also do Swedish massage, deep tissue massage. So there's hot stones. You know, I now do seashells and Himalayan salt massage. So there's all these different things that you can do. And what I've done is I don't just have that Henry Ford Model T kind of assembly line thing. And you look at what is it that each person needs, and how does it go from there?
Do you sit down with someone and talk about what their needs are before
you do
massage?
Yeah, we actually do a consultation, and right now we're just doing it through the phone,
right,
or through the, you know, internet, Zoom or whatever. But you can actually do the consultation. There's paperwork that they fill out, and we take a look. And then a lot of times you don't know until you actually, you know, start actually into the session. But what a lot of people don't realize is that there are a lot of things that you can do that don't even involve necessarily disrobing. You know, sometimes people have that sort of, that, you know, kind of
anxiety,
thing.
Anxiety, yes,
yeah.
Okay.
And I have things too, like now I have a biomat, which deals with infrared heat, and it has all of these like quartz and amethyst crystals that help emit negative ions. I do some things with salt therapy. There's, you know, I have different kinds of just things that you can work on just your feet. So I have like little stations even set up so that you could come and as a group and maybe kind of switch stations and have, you know, lay on the massage table and lay on the roller table. And so there's different things that I've done that I've adapted because of this whole COVID thing of, you know, it's hard to give a massage when you have to keep a 6-foot distance.
Yes, I can understand.
So, you know, you have to rethink yourself. And that's one of the things that I've noticed too with this whole COVID thing is that people are recreating themselves and their businesses, not just massage, but restaurants and grocery stores and everybody. And I think that's a positive thing
too. And some of the technology that's come out is going to be things that will be helpful in the future and will allow us to be able to do things, to do more things from home and to do more things and be freer than we were before. But regardless, if they want more information, again, livespathwaysllc.com. Rhonda Reif on Facebook.
Yes.
Phone number?
319-752-0175.
All right. Join us the next time we talk ways to live better, feel better, and to be with the seasons with Rhonda on KBUR.